The Supreme Court just sealed a ruling that abolishes income tax. The money they took from you for 113 years was used to suppress every cure that could have saved your family. Not reformed. Not reduced. Abolished. Case number 24-1791. Filed under seal. Decided 7-2. No dissent published. No media briefing. No public docket entry. The only reason anyone knows it exists is because a clerk, 26 years old, 3 months on the job, accidentally uploaded the ruling to the public PACER system for 9 minutes before it was pulled. 9 minutes. 14,000 downloads before the file vanished. The clerk was placed on administrative leave. The file was scrubbed from every server. But 14,000 people have it. And the blockchain does not forget. The ruling is 94 pages. The core finding, the 16th Amendment, the amendment that authorized federal income tax in 1913, was never legally ratified. Not a technicality. The court found that 4 of the 36 states that allegedly ratified the amendment submitted documents with material alterations to the text. Different punctuation that changed legal meaning. Different wording that modified scope. Under Article V of the Constitution, the ratification is void. The IRS has been collecting taxes under an amendment that does not legally exist. For 113 years. Every dollar. Every April 15th. Every audit. Every lien. Every garnished wage. Every seized home. All of it, based on an amendment that 7 Supreme Court justices just declared was never law. Where did the money go? $4.7 trillion per year. Not to roads. Not to schools. To a system designed to keep you dependent on pharmaceutical drugs that manage symptoms while the cures were buried. Royal Rife's frequency machine, destroyed by the AMA in 1939. Funded by your tax dollars. The NIH spent $41 billion last year. Zero went to frequency healing. Zero went to bioelectric medicine. Zero went to the therapies that actually reverse disease at the cellular level. Your taxes funded the FDA raids on natural health practitioners. Your taxes paid for the lobbying that made it illegal to say a plant can cure cancer. Your taxes built the system that put doctors in prison for healing people without drugs. Every paycheck they took from you funded the suppression of the medicine that could have saved someone you love. The transition plan, outlined in pages 71 through 89 of the ruling, describes a replacement revenue system. No income tax. No payroll tax. A flat consumption tax exempting food, medicine, housing, and education. The average family's tax burden drops from 37% to 14%. The court gave the executive branch 180 days to prepare. That clock started 97 days ago. 83 days remain. When the seal lifts, the IRS dissolves. The $4.7 trillion per year stops flowing into the machine that suppressed every cure you were never allowed to access. The money stays in your paycheck. And the medical technologies they buried, frequency devices, bioelectric therapy, regenerative medicine, lose the funding mechanism that kept them hidden. The cures were never lost. They were defunded. And the system that defunded them just got abolished. 83 days until you feel it in your paycheck. And in your health.